time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Well, as you know, today I'm talking to some beautiful, exciting, inspiring title holders who competed at this last year's Mrs. United States pageant. But before I get to that, I want to remind you that you can absolutely prepare to answer any question, including those tough current events questions, by going to pageantcurrentevents.com. It's the number one place to find out how you can get current events updates delivered right to your mailbox. It's an audio personal coaching session just for you on popular current event issues that you know you're going to get asked about at your pageant. So go to www.pageantcurrentevents.com to check it out today so you can be pageant fab. Well, as I mentioned today, I'm talking about some fabulous, fabulous contestants who've all competed at the Mrs. United States pageant. And my next guest is so amazing. It's almost hard to believe. She's a NASCAR Humanitarian Award nominee and creator of the reality series Once in a Lifetime, which is at onceinalifetime.com. She's the epitome of making a mark in the lives of others that absolutely cannot be erased. She's a licensed master medical oncology social worker at Vanderbilt University, providing cognitive behavioral therapy for oncology patients, and she's utilizing her gifts and talents to change lives and transforms lives. And she's one of pageantry's most well-known, most beloved, and most respected title holders. She's the current Mrs. Tennessee United States, Tiffany Love. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, Tiffany.
Thank you for having me. I'm ecstatic to be here, Valerie.
So, Tiffany, your pageant career really has evolved over time. Tell us what you feel married women get out of competing in a pageant.
I think they get a sense of renovation. And I know you think of renovation as a home or something that you would, you know, do to your office, but I think renovation as a person, renovation as a soul, as a being, and to know that we can still do the things that we normally do as single women, but we're transforming into married women. And we really want our voice to be heard in society to say, hey, we can still do it. Hey, because we're married, we have children, and we juggle, you know, a lot of multifaceted things. We still have the opportunity for our voice to be heard. So I look at pageantry as a renovation to the mind, body, and soul of a married woman.
I think that's a great way to look at it. And married pageantry, Mrs. Pageantry, and Ms. Pageantry, for that matter, have really changed in the last 5 to 6 years and have really become so much more competitive than they ever were before. And I think a lot of that is because married women are finding that competing in a pageant helps prepare them to move on to something else. And you have been, without question, one of the most successful Mrs. title holders probably ever in pageant land, and having placed 2 years in a row in the top five at Mrs. United States, which I think is pretty remarkable on any day. What do you bring and how do you prepare for your state and national competitions that makes you such a successful contestant who reliably places at the pageant?
I think I separate self. I don't focus on self whenever I compete or whenever I go into a pageant. I look at, you know, what can I give or bring to someone else. I like the saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think that what people see inside of me when I compete is the opportunity to not just bring myself to the stage, but to bring everyone around me and involve everyone in the community, involve everyone that I'm involved with in my state to the actual competition with me. So everything that I've accomplished in life, I always say it's borrowed success, Valerie. So I think that's what separates me to be innovative. I'm a very innovative title holder, and I'm always looking at something that no one else has ever done. So I think that's what makes me different.
Now, you obviously have a very successful career at Vanderbilt University, and you're also involved in a lot of exciting things outside of pageant land. How do you manage to juggle all those responsibilities and find time to be such a competitive contestant?
I will say that I don't do it all alone. I have a very unique family that helps me along the way, who understands the ropes to pageantry. You know, I have my mother, I have my husband, I even have, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins who volunteer their time. I even have, you know, pageant contestants who I mentor that help me. I don't do all of this alone. People may think so, but that is not the case. I have people behind the scenes that are helping me along the way.
And I think it's very gracious of you to give credit to them and also to share your success in mentoring other people. I don't think a lot of people understand how, you know, pageant sisters really do encourage and motivate each other and share tips back and forth, which is really wonderful. And speaking of sharing tips, you have a fascinating story about how you leveraged your experience as a pageant contestant to getting on TV and starting an entertainment career. Tell us a little bit about how that happened and how that evolved.
Absolutely. One day I was sitting at the computer. I was Mrs. Georgia at that time in 2011, and my husband and I were just sitting there. He's like, you know what you ought to do? You just ought to send your information to Tyler Perry and see what will happen. So I did just that. I just did photos and basically who I was as a person. And within 3 business days, I got called back from Tyler Perry Studios to be the stewardess in his movie that just came out this past June entitled Madea's Witness Protection. So that was, you know, a starter. However, I did start on television in my pageant career on a show entitled Glamour Bells on Lifetime Television with Joann's in Union City, where she gave me the opportunity to mentor a young girl named Shanice Brown, who eventually became Miss Tennessee Teen USA. And from there is how I got the spark to want to start my own reality series through the, you know, the company that we worked with through Lifetime Television for Glamour Bells. Well, one of the guys were very, very supportive of one of my goals and dreams of wanting to write my own show. So I had the opportunity to talk to him and ask him, how did you get involved in your own reality series? So he taught me the ropes, and I got some advice, and then I just met with a production team, and they loved it. They said, this is very innovative. This is different. So that's how Once in a Lifetime became about. But I'll go back into the acting part, which I had no acting experience, which is why I was so shocked to be able to work with Tyler Perry. Well, Tyler, he provides opportunities for people who he believes and has a goal or a dream. So that's the one thing I do like about him. He has an innovative mind himself. So I, again, submitted pictures of myself, and he called me back, and he said, you're Mrs. Georgia? And I said, yes. Okay, we have an opportunity for you. How would you like to be the stewardess in the upcoming movie that I have? I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, his production team's calling me, and that's how, you know, that became all about, and I had a chance to be the stewardess in the movie. Then I got another golden opportunity, the Wayans brothers. I don't, you know, most people are familiar with that entire family, or they're full of talent. I had an opportunity to be on their sitcom. It's called The Generational Wayans that are coming out on BET. So that's some more acting that I'm getting involved in. But right now I'm focusing on the reality show for Once in a Lifetime, which, believe it or not, my casting call starts tomorrow for the show.
That is so exciting. So let's walk through how pageantry helped you make that jump to contacting Tyler Perry. And for those of you that don't know, Tyler Perry is actually based in Atlanta. And so being Mrs. Georgia was a huge advantage because, you know, you had a tie-in to where he's based and where he does his filming. Why did you decide to target Tyler Perry as a possible entry point for the entertainment industry?
Because of his background, he's known for making dreams come true. Tyler is someone that really will take the time to listen to you and to listen to why you want to be who you want to be. And he always has this saying, you know, opportunity was open for me because someone sat down and listened, so I should give that same right to everyone else. So he is just a phenomenal person that believes in the dreams of others. So I just decided to write and to submit my photos, not knowing that I would get contacted. And, of course, I plugged in, you know, I'm the current Mrs. Georgia of the United States. And, you know, I'm writing to see if you have any parts in your plays, any things that you would allow me to do, you know. And I was honest with him. I had no experience that I could speak. I was like, I can interview the socks off of President Barack Obama. I can speak. So I've got that going for me from the pageant world, the interview skills, the knowing how to host, the to being in front of people, not being scared. So one thing about pageantry that prepared me to be able to, you know, participate in that movie was because I had these speaking skills, very articulate. So pageantry taught me that. It was easy to get my foot through the door because of that crown on my head and that banner.
So it sounds like you used a lot of your pageant skills, just like you researched what pageants you should enter. You researched someone that you knew of and knew, you know, Tyler Perry's reputation for helping people and how he would listen to people and what they wanted to do and who they wanted to be. And then you use your self-promotional skills that you learn when you market yourself in the interview room for the title. So it sounds like, and then of course you had to take the risk of sending the email. And that is so similar to making a commitment to compete in the pageant, because when you enter a pageant, you don't know what the outcome is. And when you sent that email to Tyler Perry, you didn't know what that outcome was. And sometimes it takes emotional courage to take that risk and risk rejection, doesn't it?
Oh, man. That, you know, I thought to myself, you're crazy for doing this, Tiffany. He's never going to contact you. It's one of those publisher clearinghouse moments where someone knocks on your door and you're like, here's $1 million. I felt that way when I got the phone call from Tyler Perry Studios. I was like, there's no way. I have no acting experience. Oh, my God, he wants me. Oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, it was just complete joy and excitement. Sure.
Well, and obviously you've built on that by moving forward with your program Once in a Lifetime. You know, there's probably other contestants, whether they're teens, Miss, Mrs. or Ms., or classic contestants listening to the show today that would love some advice on how they can take their pageant experience and leverage that to get an entertainment career or an opportunity on TV. Tiffany, what are the three things you would encourage contestants to do to move towards an entertainment or opportunity on TV?
If they are wanting to pursue that goal of being on TV, number one, they need to know that they have to have a very confident mindset. They need to know who they are. They need to walk into any situation with confidence, because the entertainment world is one that will shoot you down tomorrow and build you up the next day. It is just that simple. It's a fix-it-fast type of industry. You also need to just have a mindset of hunger. You have to be hungry for it, because if you're not hungry for it, you'll quit the next day. If the entertainment industry will feed you, again, a dream, and then the next day it could fade away. But you have to have that hunger within. So, you know, that's the next thing. And my third thing I would say that you have to have is likability and the willingness to learn. You can't go into a situation pretentious. You have to be able to listen. If you can't listen in that industry and learn, you're going to fall apart if you think you know everything. In the entertainment industry, you cannot feel that you know everything. You need to be able to take constructive criticism and positive reinforcement at the same time.
I think that's great advice. You do have to be confident. You do have to really want it. You've got to be passionate and have that hunger within to pursue it. And you have to be likable and have the willingness to learn. Obviously, you possess all of those traits or character traits. Tell us a little bit about where you're headed with Once in a Lifetime and how people can follow you.
Absolutely. Well, with Once in a Lifetime, I don't know if you've heard, Valerie, but I've just found out I was nominated for CNN Heroes. So what we're doing
awesome.
That's for the 2013 year. What we are doing with Once in a Lifetime, yes, it is a reality series, and it's right now, three networks are at the bid. I can't go into anything else because of legalities. I'm sure you understand that. However,
right.
We're making it a movement, meaning that it has become so viral and infectious now that we are traveling the United States making it a movement. So what we're doing, we're targeting, if you look at the title, Once in a Lifetime, most people think it's just for married women, but you actually get three titles out of Once in a Lifetime. The I in Lifetime represents a single woman who's, you know, not married. Once a Wife represents a woman who's divorced. And a Wife represents someone who's currently married. So Once in a Lifetime represents three women. And what we're doing is we're giving them a Once in a Lifetime opportunity to do something that they've never done in life, that they've always wanted to pursue their dreams and goals. Maybe they've had a hiccup in life along the way that they don't know how to get out of. What we're going to do is we're going to pair that person with a career opportunity and a mentor that they can follow and mold and become what they always wanted to become, and we give them a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And what's so unique about the show, Valerie, is we're not in the movement itself. We're not selling these people Hollywood dreams where they're unrealistic to reach. We're meeting these women right where they are. In order to get through any situation, you must move. So that's what we're calling it, a movement, and we consider the movement, we're accomplices for these women who are hurting, and whose children and families. In order to, for that compass to work, you have to move. In order what situation you're in life, you have to move. So our movement is navigation throughout the nation, changing lives and transforming lives, once in a lifetime.
That's super exciting, and I want to congratulate you on all of your success, both in pageant land and in the entertainment industry. And for those of you who are wanting to check out Once in a Lifetime, it's onceinalifetime.com. You can keep up with Tiffany on Twitter, where she is Tiffany T. Love, Tiffany T. Love. And on Facebook, you can find her as Tiffany Love or on the Once in a Lifetime fan page. I want to thank you so much for being here with us today, Tiffany, and wish you absolutely the best for continued success.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me, Valerie. It's been a joy working with you, and the honor for you guys that don't know, Valerie coached me an interview, and she was a tough cookie. I couldn't have done it without you, Valerie. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, thanks so much. I always push the hardest at people that have the most potential. Thanks so much for being here, Tiffany. Well, don't go away. We're going to take another quick break, but I'll be right back with yet another fabulous title holder who's worked her title to be on TV as well. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. And if you want to get a top interview score, then you need to get your copy of my 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a really limited list of practice questions. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. My 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or misses and ms. My 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Just click on the pageant questions graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page or visit mypageantquestions.com. With my 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.
Are you a pageant contestant in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, or Oklahoma? If so, Van Brosen Associates can help make your pageant dreams a reality. Van Brosen Associates are the producers of Miss USA and Miss Teen USA state pageants in the five states of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. To find out more, go to vanbros.com and connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/vanbros. Once again, that's vanbros.com. VanBros.com. Are you ready to be Miss USA?
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I want to let you in on one of the best kept secrets for improving your pageant interview skills. It's my Mastering the Pageant Interview System, where I teach you the exact same skills and techniques that I teach my private coaching students. The system includes three audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, two secrets for a winning onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just download the audio files to your computer or MP3 player and listen. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview System is that you can download it today. Yes, it's the quick and easy way to improve your skills for less than you paid for your interview outfit. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page or go to www.mypageantinterview.com and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Do you want to wow the judges and let them know that you've got the look it takes to win? Robin Moore of Harrison & Company can transform everyday contestants into breathtaking title holders. She's an expert at long layered cuts, color correction, and she's one of the best at color and highlights for blondes. Plus, she offers great length hair extensions as well as eyelash extensions. And because she's located just outside of Little Rock in the cozy town of Conway, Arkansas, she's able to offer you top-notch service at small-town prices. Contact Robin today at 501-327-6366. You're going to look beautiful.